It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater, as we go behind the scenes with Tibbetts Summer Theater. And he doesn't look like a slob. You're actually dressed rather nicely.
I was told that you guys broadcast this on YouTube as well,
so I thought I'd dress up a little bit. The camera's right up there, so you're on Ustream right now, so mom could be watching, but a little scruffly in the beard, so I guess maybe that's...
A couple days off.
There you go. So Derek Malore in the studio, one of the two stars of The Odd Couple on stage, opened last week at the Tibbetts Opera House. Kind of a short run this week because of the 4th of July holiday, no show on Saturday night. But how fun has it been to take on that role of essentially iconic role of Oscar Madison?
It's been a huge experience for me. To fill the shoes of Walter Matthau, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen the show exactly myself. I didn't want to come in with any predisposed notions of how the movie went and try to, I wanted to formulate my own character. Yeah. But from what I've heard about, that comedy duo has been going on for years, the Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon, and I've seen a lot of his other movies. And so it's been a lot of fun, though, taking on this role and learning it in the short time that I had from about early May to opening night. And it's been an eye-opening experience. Neil Simon's very brilliant in his writing, very very particular about his moments, and we've been able to find that every night in the show and make up even more exciting moments for us as we go along.
Great reviews from River Encore Michigan, the Battle Creek Inquirer, the Daily Reporter, and I'll give you a great review too. Saw it last week at an opening night. Now Isaac Jankowski, who plays opposite you as Felix, admitted here on the interview last week that he's more of an Oscar in real life. Are you an Oscar or a Felix in real life?
Well, it's funny because
a slob or a neatnik.
I kind of transferred midway through my life. I spent 4 years in the United States Marine Corps.
And they learned you, by the way.
So. Thank you very much. They teach you to clean up real quick. every week they have bunk inspections, and they make sure your footlocker is really clean and nice and tidy. So just from that alone, you learn to kind of pick up after yourself as the years go on. And now I'm getting married next year, and so living with my fiance, I make the bed every morning and have to make sure the laundry's put away and things like that. So
she's enjoying that part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm a little bit more well kept, but when I'm on my own, if laundry goes undone for a couple of days, it doesn't hurt me. Or, if I didn't make the bed this morning, it's not a big deal. But for the most part, I keep pretty clean.
So you're loosening up a little bit. Though,
yeah, right.
So talk about the transition then from the Marine Corps to acting.
Well, I was actually an actor first. I started acting in 10th grade in high school and wanted to carry that on through college. Once 2003 happened and the war in Baghdad, the invasion of Iraq happened, I was in college and I thought I wanted to contribute. I wanted to do something a little bit more important in my life. Yeah. And so I left school. I withdrew from school and joined the Marines and spent 4 years in, did two tours to Iraq. And then when I finally got out of the Marines, I was looking for something to do with my life after that. And I decided, since the Marines were going to pay for college, go back and do what I loved doing first. So I went back to SUNY Cortland, where actually Kevin Halpin is the director and teacher there, and happens to be the director of two of the shows this summer at Tibbetts. So that's another kind of cool full circle experience for me, is that coming here for the first time at Tibbetts and having to work with him again is great. But I wanted to get back into acting. So I heard a lot of former Marines are actors. Drew Carey and Mr. Rogers and a couple of the presidents. So
of course, Jim Nabors played a Marine. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Gomer Pyle. But that's a little different than, I don't know if you necessarily want that in your resume. With this show, obviously, you're playing the comedy role of this. But what kind of actor are you? I mean, do you consider yourself a comedic actor? Like Isaac considers himself more of a singer dancer. How do you peg yourself?
Well, my dancing isn't exactly what I would consider good. No, I can move along with the best of them. I primarily consider myself a singer and actor first. That's really, I'm a, kind of what we call in the business, a park and barker. You know, that broad shouldered, you know, tall, big kind of, you know, guy who just stands there and is able to just belt to the rafters. Yeah. Okay. And I can move around, but, you know, for the most part, I'm used for lifting. Yeah. You know, I lift the girls, or I lift, you know, Captain Hook and Peter Pan, or I lift scenery and sets and stuff like that. And, you know, it's great. I do enjoy taking a chance on dancing. You know, I'm pretty swift on my feet when it comes to ballroom and things like that.
Yeah,
doing waltzes.
You get to play a pirate in Peter Pan,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. So we just learned all of the pirate dances yesterday, and you know, it's going to take a little bit of more extra practice in the studio for me.
Sword fighting too, or.
From what I understand, there's going to be a battle at the end there.
Because you could do like Marine training for them, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
take it to a new level.
I actually got hired on in a contract one time because of my weapons training in a Wild West gun show.
Really?
So they used a real gun, a real six shooter.
Oh, wow.
with blank bullets, and so. They basically said, well, this is why we're hiring you, because you have this weapons experience.
Well,
so
you wouldn't be afraid of it, yeah. So, yeah, like some people might be. So.
It was still pretty intense, you know, to live-action shoot with blanks, because those can do some damage, believe it or not, but if you're not careful. Yeah. But, yeah, it's been great. It's an interesting transition, but it's just funny how they can kind of go one in the same, you know. You use those experiences from real life things, and they come in handy. You know, there's a lot of fight choreography in a lot of shows, so I imagine that in this show there's going to be a lot of, you know, tumbling or falling, pratfalls, you know, sword fighting, like you said.
Yeah.
Even there's even gun usage, even though we may or may not use that kind of blank ammunition or sound effects or whatever it may be, you know, you still have to know how to hold a gun. You still have to know how to present yourself and carry it and things like that. So, I mean, it kind of comes in handy.
Okay. We're talking to Derek Malore, Tibbetts Silver Theaters in Odd Couple and Peter Pan and also in Pippin. Getting married later this year, you said, right?
Next year.
Okay. Yes. So what's after, before then, but after Tibbetts, what's up for you?
After Tibbetts, I'm going to Abilene, Kansas. I'm going to be in another farce called Weekend Comedy.
Okay.
I've never actually read the play myself, but from what I've been told, it's a story of, it's kind of like Odd Couple-ish. It's a young couple and an older couple. They book the hotel room for the same day.
Okay.
Same weekend, and neither of them wants to give any way about giving it up because they've been looking forward to this trip forever. So they end up, all four of them, sleeping in the same room for the weekend, and comedy ensues.
Okay.
After that, it's back to New York City to continue to audition. I'm looking at possibly auditioning for the Asia tour of Sister Act. There's always opportunities, and even if it's not for going away for theater, you know, in New York City, there's a lot of opportunities.
Is your fiance an actress?
She is.
Okay. So she understands the biz.
She does. Yeah. She's actually leaving this week for Macau, China. She booked the international tour of Beauty and the Beast. She was actually slated to come here and work at Tibbetts. She's a veteran of Tibbetts as well, but this opportunity came along. And so that kind of happens in the business. Sometimes you are slated to do something and something else comes along, which may provide more professional credits or even more experience for you, and you just have to weigh your options, and it's not an easy choice, but you just kind of go where the wind takes you. And even now I'm slated to go somewhere in September, but if a national tour came up, or a Broadway, for example, you know, I mean, everybody's goal in theater is to strive and get better and bigger and advance your career as much as possible. So, you know, we miss her here, but, you know, she's gonna have a lot of fun. And, you know, she actually gets back 10 days before we get married next year. That's how long her contract is. So the wedding planning is on me.
There you go.
So, you know, I don't know how much acting I'll do between now and then.
Use that Marine training to whip the caterer into shape.
Exactly,
and everything else,
right, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Well, welcome to Coldwater. Looking forward to, again, the closing run this week of The Odd Couple and you on stage for Pippin and also Peter Pan.
Yes, I'm looking forward to I'm Ensemble Pirate in Peter Pan, and then I'm playing King Charles or Charlemagne in Pippin, which, if anybody's familiar with the Broadway show, the revival just left recently, and it was played. He was played by Terrence Mann, mm-hmm. I believe it
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song, a nice patter song, which I really love that those kinds of patter songs, the Gilbert and Sullivan type things. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a great fun, and I'm looking forward to the rest of my remaining 5 weeks or so here in Coldwater.
Break a leg. Derek Malore from the Tibbetts Summer Theater cast with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotz and Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.